Worship Radio 247. David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional. This is part 21 on submission to God and why we should, as people, as a nation, as a world, as an ecclesia, be submitted to God at all times. If you turn with me to Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, and we're going to read from verse 13, it says this. These are God's words. I want you to listen intently to what he says here. He says this. From eternity to eternity, I am God. No one can snatch anyone out of my hand. No one can undo what I have done. Incredible words. From eternity to eternity, I am God. No one can snatch anyone out of my hand. No one can undo what I have done. Oftentimes people will say to me, how does the Lord speak to us? Because he never speaks to me. I never hear his voice. Never hear his voice. Don't get anything from God at all. I pray to him and nothing happens. I'm living a miserable life and God's doing nothing about it. What can I do? Why am I feeling like this? What is the point of continuing with Jesus? What is the point of being a Christian? It's a one-sided conversation. I'm having a relationship, but he's not talking to me. How many times have you heard that? How many times have you felt that? Beloved, there is one thing that is vitally important, and that is that you get into the Word of God, that you begin to read the Bible all the time. Not just now and again, but all the time. I'm not saying you've got to sit there and study the Word of God. I'm not saying that at all. What I am saying is get the Word of God inside you by reading what he says. Right here in Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, God Almighty is talking. So in answer to your question, how does God talk? He's talking right now. He's talking right now at this moment in Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. Right at the beginning of this particular chapter, listen to this. In verse 1 it says, but now, O Jacob, listen to the Lord. Listen to the Lord who created you, O Israel. The one who formed you says, and then God begins to speak. And already at the beginning of this chapter, you have such words of encouragement coming from Almighty God. He's not condemning you. He's not smashing you down. He's not telling you that you're worthless. He's not telling you that he doesn't want you or is concerned about you or doesn't care about you. What he says is this. Do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you. I have called you by name and you are mine. Doesn't that make you think that God Almighty is worthy of such honor and adoration and worship and praise? Don't you think that? Don't you sense that with your entire being? You see, if we make a decision that we're just going to give lip service to Almighty God, and we might turn up for church on Sunday, sing a few songs, listen to a preach, and then go home, and then continue our lives exactly as they were before, nothing will change, beloved. I know this. I have experience of this. I know this to my cost. But our Lord God Almighty is a gentleman. He's not going to force his attentions on you, and he's not going to force you to submit to him. He is not going to tell you that that's what you must do. He is going to suggest it to you, because your life will be complete if you do. Jesus came to bring us his love, his overwhelming love. Jesus came on this earth to show us that God the Father loved us so much that he sent his own Son, Jesus, to this earth because he could think of no other way of being reconciled with you. He needed Jesus as an intermediary, and he had to sacrifice his own precious Son, Jesus, to that end. The Bible tells us that he turned his face away. Beloved, we must understand that we must make a decision in our lives that we are going to be subjected to God's authority. In other words, we are going to submit to him. As God goes on to say in this particular awesome chapter, in verse 13, he goes on to say, from eternity to eternity, I am God. He's telling you there are no other gods. He's it. He's the only one. Now, there are religions, esoteric religions, lots of different religions that are, if you wish, polytheistic. That means that they worship other gods, polytheist. But we are monotheistic. In other words, we only worship and pray to one God, and he is the true God. And he is talking to us right now. He is saying this to us. Do you know what? Guess what? If you didn't know this already, I'll tell you, and I'll make sure that you understand now. From eternity to eternity, I am God. There isn't anyone else. It's me. I'm sorry if that upsets you, but that's the way it is. I am God from eternity to eternity. In other words, forever and ever and ever and ever and ever, world without end. Watch this. No one can snatch anyone out of my hand. In other words, beloved, once you've made a decision that you are going to be truly and perfectly placed in the palm of my heavenly Father's hand, you can't be snatched away by the evil one. He can try, but he's not going to get anywhere. No one, says Almighty God, can snatch anyone out of my hand. No one. Whatever happens in life, no one can take you out of my hand, says God. You are there for life, forever, from eternity to eternity. You will always be there. Your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and it cannot be taken out. It's as simple as that. From eternity to eternity, I am God. No one can snatch anyone out of my hand. And then he goes on to say this. No one can undo what I have done. No one. No matter how much Satan hates what's happened in my life in the last month or so, nobody can change what God has done. Nobody can change that he has poured his love into my heart once again, as he did some years ago. He's done it again. Pouring his love into my heart to heal the wounds that were deep within my heart. Because I prayed that prayer, and I prayed it with you. Shine your torch in my life, Lord. Shine your torch on every part of my life. And you have my permission to do just that. and the Lord shined his torch, and there was some stuff there in my heart that he did not like, and so he changed it. With my permission, he changed it. And now I get a reiteration in Scripture that God says this: no one can undo what I have done. But to be able to have that happen, for God to be able to do that in our lives, something has to happen first of all. And let me tell you what has to happen first of all. You have to make a decision that you are going to submit yourself to Almighty God. You have to make a decision that that is what you want in your life. It is literally no point in trying to buck this. This is why I'm doing this series on submission to God, because there's no point in trying to change it. I believe God needs to be in control of our lives because we are unable to control them properly ourselves. And so therefore we need him. We need him in our lives to do that. And you know what, beloved? I just love it that God has made a decision that he wants to take control. He's made a decision that we are that important to him that he wants us to submit to him because he knows best. No one knows more or better than Almighty God. And you need to make a decision now in your life that you are going to submit to his power. You're going to submit to his authority. And you're going to lay everything at the foot of the cross. If you want to do that, I want you to pray with me right now. Maybe you're doing this for the very first time. If you are, that's fantastic. If you're not, that's fantastic too, to say these words. Heavenly Father, from now until the end of the world, I submit myself to you. And I give you authority to take control of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross for me. And I give you my life afresh. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and make me whole again. In the wonderful name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Be blessed, beloved. Just be blessed in Jesus' name now. This is Terry McCalman and a track called Even So.
Soul longs to be with you.
I just want to bring you this word that I've had from a friend of mine on Facebook. I'll keep it anonymous. But this friend says, "No one could understand how I could forgive my mother for certain things, and now my sister understands. Even how I forgave the man who raped me when I was 14, when he called me in tears from his deathbed, begging me to forgive him before he died. And so I did. Because if God can forgive me all of my sin, then who am I to withhold forgiveness from someone else? As forgiveness is not based on whether we deserve it or not. It's because of God's great mercy on us and his love for us. And by God's grace, we can forgive others as God has forgiven us by the power of his Holy Spirit that is in us. Because that's the one of the ways in which he shines his light through us, so that others may see his great love for us in us. When others hate, we love. When others hold grudges, we forgive. When others show no mercy, we show mercy, not by any power that is in us, by our sin nature, but by the power of the Holy Spirit. That is so, so very powerful.